Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Keita Spak is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Keita's back. She's our good friend. She's the author of Tipping Point to Happiness. She is a happiness expert, and she's here to talk to us about something that I think you and I, we all need to focus on a little bit more. Keita, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, Keita, let me tell you a little something that I noticed about me over the years. Back when I was an employee, and you know, over a 30-year period or 20 or something year period, I worked for a handful of companies, and every time I decided to move on, I would sit down and write up my resume. And I would take a moment to think about what I had learned, what I'd accomplished, what I had done, how I had grown. And when I did that, I was more impressed with myself doing that than I was before I started the process. I was not really taking full measure of what my value would be to somebody else. But by writing it down, it helped me to have a little better self-image. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a good thing to do, Jim, in the sense that taking time out to re-examine and reassess ourselves is important. And our society tends to dwell on the negative and to point out, gee, you did this wrong, and that didn't work out very well for you, mm-hmm. et cetera. And let's remove that perspective.
Especially if you have mother-in-laws, right?
I think the important thing here is to change the perspective, and this is what positive psychology is all about in terms of focusing on mental wellness instead of mental illness.
I like that.
And that movement, that little twitch in taking yourself from the negative to the positive, can mean the difference between being happy and being unhappy.
Because it actually can turn on chemistry, can it?
It sure can, because when you think about good thoughts or you think about the things that you do well, you automatically feel better about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
I was just going to say, but I mean, there are chemical reactions in your body that result from that, doesn't it? That kind of mental thinking, that kind of thinking.
Yes, it does. In fact, I don't know if some of you may out there already know. If you do a test and somebody raises your hand and he wants to pull it down, and he first of all uses a negative word with you, like can't or bad or anger, then chances are when they try to pull your hand down, they can really easily. But if in reverse they use words like goodness, you're great, gee, you're strong, then chances are that hand will stay up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a proven physical test that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And that in and of itself proves your point, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is something that I've converted my resume updating experiment or exercise into advice for small business owners. You know, we get to focusing on all the things that aren't working. But we have rough days, rough weeks, rough months, maybe even a rough year. And the reason is because we're the one who has to fix all these tough things. The things that are good kind of take care of themselves, right? And
right.
So I encourage small business owners, you know, every so often, sit down and write out the things that you've accomplished, how you've grown, what you've made happen. And start out by writing this down. I'm still in business. What do you think?
Good point. Well, what that does is that automatically puts your frame of mind in that right context. If you start with, gee, it's been a rotten year, your brain will naturally go into all the negatives that that premier statement infers. But if you've said this, in the last 2 weeks, I've doubled whatever I was supposed to do prior to that, then your mind is automatically triggered to go into the positive. Yes, we were able to prevent X number of orders from going out and doing it more effectively, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it really does. Your mind is so powerful, Jim, in being able to think in terms of what is good and what is not so good. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because positive psychology has done a study over a whole myriad of cultures all over the world, over 3,000 years of philosophy and studies, and has come up with 6 virtues that are everywhere. So people are the same everywhere, Jim.
You know what? As I travel around the world, I've said this on the show before, as I've traveled around the world, the people I meet are an awful lot like the people I know.
Yeah, and if we take a look at those 6 virtues, I'm going to name them off.
Go because ahead.
They're really, really important. The first one is wisdom, and that's self-explanatory. The next one, courage. Humanity, talking about kindness and lovingness. Justice, fairness in that category. Then we have temperance, which talks about our own self-control and our own humility. And then the last one is transcendence, and that talks about being hopeful, being spiritual, talking about forgiveness in that category.
Redemption.
And humor.
Redemption is in there too.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So those are the 6 sort of virtues, and out of those, which I've just described, are what one would call our strengths. And so what positive psychology is doing now is examining those strengths in us. Because somebody who says or goes to someone and says, I'm not well or I'm not happy, there's something wrong, they may be focusing on that area of their life or that aspect about themselves that really isn't well.
Right.
But what the positive psychologist will do is talk to them through cognitive behavior in what aspects of their life they are strong. And when they start concentrating on those aspects, then they feel better.
On their strengths, on their accomplishments.
Correct.
On the things that's good about them. And I want to, when we come back, I want to ask Keita if we are predisposed to be negative. Is are humans that way, or has society become that way? We'll talk about that after these messages. Keita Shpak is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.